Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Stone. Pitching for the New York Mets, George Stone. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tim Hosley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Cranepool moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Cranepool moves to third. Staub moves to second. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Staub scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser, who is chasing the ball. Madlock reaches third base with a triple. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone bunts in front of the plate. Hosley fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. There goes Garrett trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Milan moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milan scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hosley for a passed ball. Cranepool moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kessinger. Grote moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-0 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burris moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burris scores. Monday moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Monday scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to second. Harry Parker now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Hoesley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoesley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoesley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Hoesley reaches second base with a double. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote throws to Phillips, and they have Hoesley in a rundown. The throw to Garrett, who applies the tag, and Hoesley is out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Burris moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burris scores. Monday moves to third. It's 5-4, Mets. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday scores. Madlock moves to second. It's Mets, 5, Cubs, 5. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Morales reaches second base with a double. Madlock scores. Cardinal moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ken Sanders now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton is walked intentionally. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Hoesley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoesley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoesley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Burris moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Unser moves to second. Darold Knowles now pitching. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Unser moves to third. Grote moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jesu Alou pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is walked intentionally. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser scores. Grote scores. Alou moves to third. It's 7-6, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 6. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 7, Cubs, 7. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 7. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Swisher now catching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Gene Kline's pinch runs for Jerry Grote. Jack Hyman pinch hits for Mike Phillips. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kline's moves to second. Joe Torre pinch hits for Tom Hall. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kline scores. Hyman moves to third. It's 8-7, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heidman scores. Torre moves to second. It's 9-7, Mets. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kline's now playing left field. John Stearns now catching. Joe Torre now playing third base. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Dave Kingman now play. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-5 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 5-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. It's 9-8, Mets. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Madlock moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.